There are those who look at the Bible as someone would look at a buffet. They select what they like, leave behind what they don't like. Well, that's not how it's supposed to work. The Word of God isn't something you can selectively change so it's appealing to you. If there's a difference or a void between you and what you read in the Bible, it's you who needs to change. So you become fully and totally obedient of God and His Son Jesus. We read this in John chapter 3, verse 36. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. I've spoken before about how wrong it is to place anything of earth in equality to or tandem with God. Luke in Acts chapter 5, verse 29 addresses this, writing, "But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men." Question for you, if you didn't obey your parents, what happened? Well, a good parent punishes their child for disobedience, and it's no different with your Father in heaven. Paul writes in Romans chapter 2, verse 8, "But to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath." Showing a complete obedience to God and His wisdom will bring His love and blessings to you. To be sure, as far as the world we live in is concerned, well, it won't always be a happy time, thanks to things like ignorance, selfishness, sin, temptation, and more that comes from the darkness brought about by Satan. Through what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 through 12, He seeks to give us the strength to be the overcomer, no matter what. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." I mean, think about our day-to-day life, the workplace, for example. We often see those who are favored in ways that the obedience to rules, well, it's not required of them, is it? A child of God and someone who says they walk in God's Word cannot see themselves in that way. Why? Because the most favored of God, His Son, was fully obedient to the Father. This is what Jesus says in John chapter 6, verses 38 through 40, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of Him who sent me. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that all He has given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. And this is the will of Him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in Him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Slipping into Mission Impossible mode for a moment here, your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to bring light where there's darkness, bring truth where there are lies, bring virtue where there's sin, and bring love where there's hate. But unlike in Mission Impossible, God's Word will not self-destruct in 5 seconds. It is eternal and brings with it an eternity of rewards. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4 helps us all see that. "And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away."